Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Just a Pillow this Thursday. I am your host, Winnell. I know each day we are challenged, confronted, enlightened, and encouraged, but remember the purposes for each day to build us in our personal relationship with God, to help us in our obedience, in our faith, helping others, learning and studying God's word, and of course, improving and strengthening our prayer life. This show is basically going to be as transparent as possible, not to say the other shows are not, but I asked the Lord to give me clarity about what he wanted to have me talk about, and it had to deal with my own heart in the matter as far as what I am waiting for. So my question to you is, what are you waiting for? These past couple of days, God has literally tapped me on the shoulder about what you're doing, why you looking over there to receive knowledge about this area in your life. So let me explain. I am currently starting a learning center due to a dream that I had, not a dream, but an actually vision, imaginary play, hallelujah, when I was a child. And God reminded me of that 2 days ago, and just putting my dolls in a place where they were in a daycare, and I was teaching them. I remember the blackboard, and I had to be about 12 or 11 years old. Yes, I played with my dolls until I was like 13 or 14. Yes, I did. And I would still have my dolls, and my mom didn't give them away, but it's all right. But anyway, the reason why I'm explaining this is because at the moment, there's just so much to do, if the world says it, of what you need to complete when you open your doors for a business. And that is coming up with your mission, coming up with your vision, coming up with your services, coming up with your programs. Now, telling the people, your potential customer, this is what you want, this is what I'm offering. How do you reach them? Well, you have to get on every social media. You have to get on Google Maps. You have to put your flyers out. You have to put ads in the newspaper. The list goes on and on. And I know this list very well because I used to be in marketing. But what God has been pointing to me and just trying to place my head is, if you just follow me, if you just trust me in this area, because I was the one to give you the vision then, I was the one to remind you of the vision how many years after it's going to happen, but I need you to follow me in this area. And what I have been doing for years, and this is just not the only area in my life, it's just really trying to follow this prototype that doesn't work in my favor at all. And my friends can attest to this, is that they will see these strengths in me, which are my spiritual gifts, and always think like, well, why are you thinking? Like, why are you tripping about that? Like, you're already such and such and such. You know, they're not blowing up my head, but, you know, you need those reminders to tell you exactly who you are and who God created you to be. And sometimes I could say, well, I don't know. And then sometimes I would be so confused. And then, of course, with God strengthening my spiritual gifts and giving me more things, when I say that, just a spirit of prophecy more so, not a spirit, a gift of prophecy, I'm starting to like, whoa, like what's really happening here? But needless to say is that I was talking to my friend right before this show, and I literally was in tears because God was speaking to her about my current situation. And when I say situation, like how he sees me. And she brought up a very intimate time in my life as far as with the Lord, when it was just seriously me and him. I have finally made the decision when I was about 22, maybe 23, to say, you know what, forget this world, Lord. It ain't working for me. I'm becoming depressed. and oppressed. Like, I just want you. I finally am going to follow your commandments because I know what I'm doing is wrong. But in this moment and season in my life, and I really don't know how long it lasted, I was good. When I say good, so that good meant is that I had no problem going to the beach, because that's my favorite place to go to the beach and just have my journal, grapes and cheese, and my sparkling cider, yes, and just me and the Lord, just good. So that's where I actually really go back to when I just need some peace and calmness. Even when my family's around, they might think that I'm playing with them and stuff and all that, but I am really, like, resting in the Lord. Like, the beach is where I can feel his presence in, through, all around me. Hallelujah for that. With that said, so there was a time in my life, and I think I talked about this before, is when that tend to shift. Like, I was just trying to be something that God didn't create me to be, especially in my career, because I knew in my heart, and I had been blessed with a spirit of writing and also blessed with a spirit of advocacy. And I thought if I was a news reporter, that I would be able to combine the two and receive some type of attention and fame. That's where the enemy came in. But when I was being trained for that profession, the enemy, y'all, he put a seed in my heart so subtly where it made me question everything about my skills, about my purpose. And I literally felt spiritually that I was hiding behind a boulder. It was a point where my classmates, who are awesome and amazing, love them to this day, I just felt in my mind that, oh, they're doing so much better than me. They're getting better grades than me. Their content is better. Why can't I get this right? Because in the media world, you have to, outside of, now you have to remember, this was before YouTube came on out and, you know, Twitter and all this other stuff, but we were literally kind of taught to conform into what the world wanted a newscaster to be, how to write, et cetera. And if you are a black journalist, that's something within itself. There's a lot more now than it was before. So, you know, you're kind of fighting against that fight also. And then I went to an HBCU. So it's all about us making sure we make ourselves known in our profession and work to the best of our ability as far as excellency. But in that moment in my freshman, or maybe it was even my sophomore year, it's probably my sophomore year, that's when it was, because I had a phenomenal teacher at the time. That's when that seed starts to creep in. That seed has grown and rooted in my life because I began to not only look at my potential career in that way. It's like, I'm not good enough. I have to work extremely hard. The criticism was coming hard at me. And I remember talking to the boss at the time. I mean, I had some serious favor, no doubt about it. But he was saying to me, well, if you want to do that, you're going to have to change this. You're going to have to look this way because I've always looked too young. My voice was not the correct way to speak when you are delivering the news. So it was like what in the world? So if I push forward and I see this, that seed had been planted when I was 20, no, I wasn't 20, so maybe 19, it just started to take root. Well, it probably was planted before then when I think about it. But anyway, I can just remember it right now. It was taking root in area of my life. Every area that I was confident in, that I was believing the Lord in, like, yes, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Somehow, some way, that little nagging, put you down type of spirit was just gnawing on me, and then I would feel not good enough in that area as well. So finally, years go by going through this transformation in my own life, and I just felt God restore me in almost every area in my life until now. What do you mean by now? Well, I'm asking the Lord to give me direction for this business that I want to continue on and on, so I can actually pass it down to my own children. And here it comes again. And what did I say? Here it comes again. It came in a different way as far as I was looking for the advice. I was looking for the information. I was researching way too many hours. I was looking at other people's websites, you know, other plans, looking at their words, and somehow trying to mold it and twist it and reshape it into my own words. And spending hours, like, with my thumb just scrolling, like, oh, okay, ooh, Pinterest, emails, Instagram, whatever else that came across the link. I was linking quickly and steadily and looking up at the clock, like, oh, my gosh, it's been almost 2 to 3 hours, and I've been losing rest on top of that. And here is God tapping on my shoulder, like, look, if you just ask me, I already have the plan for you. I am the one who put this vision into you when you were a child. I am the one who helped you to remember. This has always been in you. I am the one who is going to set it apart so you don't have to, and you're not going to look to the crowd for what I have placed in you, because this is a part of your specific assignment. And although it has taken you time to get back where I always wanted you to be, now you will appreciate it more and more, because the affliction and the turmoil and the torment and the pain and the hurt and the whatever confusion that you had to get through to come to this point, because I do know for a fact, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be, right? Where would I be? So this is where I am right now. Hallelujah. I am with him. And I'm going to say that boldly, because when I was watching, when I was looking through the scriptures, I saw this and I thought it meant something else, but this was relating to my home situation. So let me get it to you right now. So it's found in 1 John Chapter 2, verse 3 through 5. And shout out to my husband, because he was the one who had talked about it on Monday, and it has resonated in my heart since then. But it says, my little children, these things write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that said, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But who's keeping his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Okay, what was blazing in my eyes was verse 3. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. It is so interesting that now that I have clarification and revelation, I had to learn how to trust God in certain areas of my life, but in this particular walk, as far as like the career purpose, I literally had been trained when I was 18 to look at the world, okay? That was processed in my mind, that they are the ones who had to accept, and if they accept it, you will receive the abundance, you will receive the prosperity that you're looking for. So in that case of today, that means you receive the followers, you will receive the sponsors, you will receive this, that, and the other, right? Because that's what the world is saying. If you follow these rules, these things are going to come to you. But hallelujah to the Lord, that's not what this center is about. This is not what my life is about. It's not to receive that type of sponsor. It's not to receive that type of recognition and fame and attention for myself, which will lead to pride, which is going to be a fall, just like Satan. But it's for me to glorify the Lord. So what does that mean, Winnell? What it also means is this, that following his commandments in every area of our life is so necessary, because why? We know him. And God knows us, of course, because he has created us. He has developed in us exactly who he has designed us to be. Why does it take us so long to figure that out? Because when we are a child, somewhere down the line, it can get lost somewhere. I just remember as a child, I could care less about the things that I care about now. No, you know? And when I say that, I'm not talking about adult responsibilities, but it was of myself. In that time, because I was an only child before my brother came 10 years later, but I was writing even at the age of like 8. My first grade teacher got my published books that I still have right with me that my mom sent me. But I was writing then. My creativity was just like on fire. Then I was making a store. I was making a classroom / daycare without nothing from the world telling me this is what you have to do and this is how you get there, right? So now that you look down 25 years down the line and that spark is still in you, that thing is like on fire in you, and how dare Satan tries to destroy that, but that's what he'll try to do because that is his mission, to kill and devour and destroy. Right? Yes, he will try, and Lord knows he has tried it. I don't know how many times, but I'm declaring and I'm decreeing today, and I hope that you are following suit with me, that we will be able to rest, as it says in his word, that we will rest in him, that those that wait upon the Lord will renew their what? Strength. So the question of the show was, or the topic is, what are you waiting for? Huh. Y'all, when that question was, I was like, Lord, I don't know, because waiting can be this and waiting can be that. But what I'm waiting for is I'm going to just wait with him. How about that? Thank you, Lord, for joy. I'm going to wait with him. Hallelujah. I'm going to what? Wait with him. And I want you to be able to wait with him too. I am so thankful that I literally had a boo-hoo tear running, streaming down my eyes 15 minutes ago, and I had to erase it. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to erase the show because I couldn't upload a episode today, well, two in a day. But I'm thankful for that moment because what God brought to my attention is that there was a particular time when I chose him in every area of my life before things started coming my way. And when I chose him, that meant that I trusted him. I trusted him in my career, which is so funny because I ended up in teaching, and I could see the fruits of my gift just bursting through the seams with these children. They were kindergartens at the time, and they was a mess. But by the time we ended, it was these children that literally were screaming and going absolutely nuts. But at the end of that year, they were, because I was a substitute, at the end of the year, they was walking like kings and queens because I told them that they were. And I remember that my mentor at the time, sorry, I'm just so emotional, she told me that was the only thing that I did was to pray for these kids. That's all I had to do. And I'm thankful for that because even to this day, I recognize that God has put me in a place of a children's heart. I didn't understand it then, but I know it now. And it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with him, to give the glory and the honor. So I just want you to focus on that today, that special thing that he has placed in you is not for yourself. It is for the world. I know we hear that so often if you listen to these sermons, but it literally is that he has implanted the gift of salvation upon us. And he has wanted us to be in his presence for however long, so others can have that opportunity too, because that's why he is so patient, even to this day. So if I have to go back to the last day, he is so patient because he wants everybody to be saved. And it starts with us. It starts with us just putting down the lies when he shows us it is a straight lie from the enemy. Hallelujah. That you don't have to look anywhere else except for me. And the testimony from that alone, y'all, let me tell you what that testimony, if you think in my head, I have always looked elsewhere, hours on end. This is how I'm supposed to do something. But how can you ask Satan how to do something when he never had the original plan in the first place? So it is so important that you connect back to your original Father, who is God living in heaven, the Almighty God. Connect yourself back to him so you will be able to feel that freedom and that liberty and that rest that only he can provide, that peace that surpasses all understanding. And I'm so thankful because I know what that peace looked like. I can always remember this memory where it was him and I. And then when I began to follow his commandments so that I may know him and delight in myself in him. That's when all these desires began to come true. They were fruitful, but he always had it planned for me in the get-go. Hear me, y'all. I know I'm just probably yelling and crying at the same time, but I know him and he knows us. He knows us because he made us. Hallelujah. I just thank him right now. I'm thankful for this show because it's amazing how he will sprinkle his truth through the years and work through people. Just the pill started, I can't even remember how many years ago, but it started and it ended because Manel got so caught up in herself, but he didn't let me just end it there. He had people throughout my life, you know, months on end, sometimes complete strangers, to speak to me and tell me, if you just do it my way, it will be successful, not to you, but in my eyes. Hallelujah. And I finally took the faith walk again and said, okay, I will do it. And that's the same thing with the teaching. If you do it my way, you'll see the fruit of your labor blessed. Y'all, I was so, like a teacher, sometimes I just be so caught up in the work and all the extra. And if you're a teacher, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But when I really start to pour into my children like they were my own, and I guess my students became my children, I could see just scales falling off of them. Hallelujah. So I'm going to keep on this track record with God because he ain't failed you and he ain't failed me. Hallelujah, because he doesn't fail. So even with this learning center, I can walk by faith and not by sight. And I'm going to believe because he has shown me again and again and again that it will prosper when it is his way. Hallelujah. Your goal today is to do it his way. Because as it says in our scripture today, 1 John chapter 2, that but whoso keeping his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Y'all, this is just taking me over. I can literally see in my mind how I have stepped outside of him in so many ways because his love is just so overwhelming and outrageously crazy, ridiculously awesome. He pulled me back to him. Hallelujah. I have seen him do it in my friend's life. I have seen him do it in strangers' lives. But he will pull us back to him if we just allow him to do his job. Hallelujah. He is such a gentleman. He don't force nothing upon you, but there's something about in your spirit that you just start aching and you wailing and you're crying out for him, and he is there. And sometimes you get answers that you don't want to hear, but if you just wait on him and wait with him, hallelujah, he will do the most miraculous things that only you can just attest to. Like it has to be him. It just, there's no way. And I think about, thank you, Holy Spirit, I think about David. Here he had Saul just chasing after him, Well, David's life felt like a waiting period regardless, but he was waiting with the Lord. And that is the contentment that I want to remain in. I want you to remain in it as well, is waiting with him. So what are we waiting for? What we're waiting for, dot, dot, dot. It can be a whole lot. But in the meantime, while we're waiting, let's wait with him. That is the topic today, waiting with him. And I'm thankful because, like I told you, that childhood memory was 25 years ago where he planted that thing in my heart. And I was working in it so freely. There was no limits of whether I was teaching them dolls. I don't even know what I was teaching them. But I remember the details to this day. And look, I'm actually teaching real human beings glory. And it makes me think, what do I want to impart in them? I simply want children to know that God is real. And, of course, they believe that. And it don't take them no time to believe that. But they are being used even as a child. So, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just thank him right now, for he is wonderful. I thank you that Just Appeal gives me the opportunity to be transparent. I'm thankful that my own testimonies, I know because it says in the Word, will help somebody else. And I'm thankful for those testimonies out there. It helps me too. My friend said that life is hard. It is a journey. But thank God for the journey that he is with us. Like he says, he will never leave us or forsake us. Jesus even said that there was going to be trouble. However, when we continue to keep his commandments, and we have to know what those commandments are, right? And by listening through the Holy Spirit, of course, our guide, that we can get it done, you know? And what he knows, he knows. You know what? When I'm thinking about it, it's not like God is telling Satan everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, well, you know she going to do such and such and such, and you know she going to do da-da-da-da. God, I don't think he's giving all that information to Satan. I really don't. But Satan is just so clever, and he knows God, that his promises are true, that he just going to do whatever he can to step into that thing. Do you hear what I'm saying? He going to do whatever he can to put that setback, that delay. He's going to send that distraction. He's going to put your eyes over here instead of looking in the right place. He's going to do everything possible. We see that again and again to just get you out of alignment with God says. So what scripture that's coming to my mind is in Psalms, hallelujah. And glory, I just thank you that sometimes, you know, you put a script together and he will just change it up, hallelujah. Glory, but you got to trust him to do that, right? Yes, you do. But anyway, it says in Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walketh in the counsel. Oh, no, stop. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And his law doeth he meditate day and night. You're speaking to me, right? And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Let me read that again because, you know, this is so funny. This is the actual scripture I have based the learning center on. This is what God has placed in my heart. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Of course, that's the waiting. His leaf also shall not wither. Girl, guy out there, you better stay. Stay in him so you don't wither. Hallelujah. And whatever so he do, it shall prosper. Glory. Thus saith a lot of multitudes. I've read that so many times, but it means something different on today, and I'm just thankful. So I just pray right now that you are blessed by my testimony on today. I'm thankful that you are just there listening, and I just want to charge you up to proclaim, declare, and fight for this thing that God has given unto you. Be blessed, and I'll talk to you soon. Oh, I'll talk with you soon. I don't know what we'll talk about next week, but we'll talk about something. All right. Be blessed. Love y'all.